For the time being, I have Bronte Humphreys on the line. There's a big doubleheader happening at the Esperance Speedway this weekend. Absolutely cracking event. You've got to get down there. So let's start off with the Saturday night. We've got the Country Super Series there, Bronte.
Country Super Series. So thanks for having me on the show this morning, Sean.
Pleasure.
Yes, this long weekend, two nights of racing, Saturday night and Sunday night. Its main feature attraction is all about junior sedans. We have 30 nominated junior sedans across the New Stars and the Top Stars. So that's obviously the learner drivers in the New Stars, and then the kids have been racing a few years are in the Top Stars. So we've got 30 junior kids on track. Saturday night is obviously, as you said, round five of the Country Super Series. We've got some tough competition there amongst the kids. There's probably more so from the parents. They get quite involved as well. wouldn't want to be on the wrong end of the parents, I don't think.
No.
And on the Sunday night, we've got the Team Australia versus Team New Zealand. It's the Australasian Challenge. So the Kiwi kids will be racing both nights, but the championship for the Australia versus New Zealand will be on the Sunday night. It should be a great event.
So if we're racing sedans, what kind of cars are we talking? Just a whole mixture?
Yeah, so we've got a bit of a mixture of cars from rear-wheel drive, Toyota Corollas and Datsun Sunnies and that from the, like the 70s. They are getting harder and harder to find now, so the move to a sort of more later model cars, like you've got Mitsubishi Lancers, Honda Excels, Daihatsu Charades, mix it in amongst it as well. So
I'd love to see a Toyota Corolla get up, for sure.
I don't know if we're going to have many there this weekend because they are starting to phase out, so they're just getting a little bit old now. So, but no, it should be a great weekend racing. Those little kids really get their cars wound up. They don't have much fear when you're that age. It's when you get a bit older, you start to realise you can get hurt, so...
Yeah, well, that's it. That's it. So let's touch on the Sunday night with the Australasia Challenge. And that's been going for 15 years, right?
Yeah, entering a 15th season. It was back in 2002, 2003 seasons when the first event took place. Yeah. And it's been growing ever since then. It's a biannual event for Western Australia. On the off the year that's not in WA, the Aussie kids are over in New Zealand taking the challenge back to them. So it's quite a... bit of a prestigious event amongst Australia and New Zealand.
And they don't use their own cars, do they? They have to have the cars...
You know, no, so they run a different style of junior sedan over there. They're called a junior mini stock. They look a little bit agricultural, like what we've got in a super mod in one of the senior divisions here. But so it's a bit of a challenge for the Kiwi kids. They get to race, obviously, our junior sedans that we know. A little bit different from the... They'll find their feet.
We don't need to give them an advantage. Go the Aussies, obviously. So, for anyone that's interested, what time do they need to get down there?
Okay. So, both nights, Saturday and Sunday, gates open at 4 p.m. in the afternoon. Racing starts at 6. All going well, we should be done around the 10 o'clock mark, and we should have some plenty of time to head to the bar afterwards.
Yeah.
For the presentations and the wind-up.
Get down there for some great entertainment, food and drink. Bronte, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, Sean, and all the Esperance folk, get out there this weekend.
Do it. Get involved. Get your backside trackside. Bronte Humphreys, the president of the Esperance Speedway, on the line. Get down there this weekend.